Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I love everything about it. I'm okay with that. He's projecting confidence. That win last week, it means nothing if we lose this game going into the last. So I'm okay with him saying that. I'm comfortable with it. I hope it brings the locker room together and we go out here and get a big one on Sunday.
Jason talking about Miles' alleged guarantee. He didn't say the words "I guarantee," but he did stress the importance of this game. And by the way, the Friday injury report, brought to you by Slater and Zurs. Experience you need, results you want. Visit SlaterZurs.com to get your free consultation. There's a lot for the Browns. Jordan Hicks is out. That means more Diabate at middle linebacker. Hudson, the special teams linebacker, is questionable. JOK is out. Also questionable is Denzel Ward. And, I mean, there's just a ton here. Joel Bitonio was limited. I'm trying to think. There was one other. Oh, David Njoku and Jerry Jeudy also limited, and Ethan Posick also limited there. So there were a lot of full goes, though. Delpit, Diabate, Ford, Miles, Harris, Hickman. Plenty of good news there for the Browns. Although Miles' injury is being listed as an Achilles. We do not love this. Listen, I think one of the reasons why this game is so important on Sunday is if they don't win and they go to 2-7, we're going to have a real conversation on Miles playing, especially if he shows up on the injury list again with anything that starts with an ACH and ends in an S. One of you smartasses is going to find some sort of injury that doesn't describe the Achilles there, and I'm okay with it because I did my part on this, but the Friday Injury Report brought to you by Slater and Zurs. Experience you need, results you want. Visit SlaterZurs.com to get your free consultation. I'm really surprised that Denzel is questionable for this game. Granted, just being in the protocol, there's a lot of... I understand that we can't just jump to that every time he has a conversation, we go right to the should he play again conversation. And mostly because I'm really uncomfortable with telling athletes the decision that they should make when they are more privy to the best medical care that you can get, specifically when it comes to concussion care. I know that the NFL is still not perfect, and I know that the NFL has... I don't think they're ever going to be perfect when it comes to brain injuries because these things, you're just never going to take them all the way out of football. You're just not. But if you look at where the NFL is now, the information they have about brain injuries is night and day where it was even a decade ago. They can be better. They need to be better going forward. The more we learn about concussions in the human brain, I know that we're going to get to a point where you're not going to take it out of the game, but we're going to have even more information, and maybe guys like Denzel might be able to mitigate some of the impacts of concussions. But it's interesting, you know, we've kind of sidestepped the Denzel and should he not play. The only thing I'm going to tell you is I'm pretty shocked that he's playing, that it looks like there's a chance he could play. I mean, granted, he's out of the protocol because he was practicing today. He's listed as questionable. So I don't know why they would hold him out if he's out of the protocol. But man, I got to tell you, so much of this conversation is people who do not have these decisions to make are trying to tell athletes whether or not they should play. I'm not that guy. The reality is I don't know really enough about Denzel, let alone six concussions, because you hear that number and it sounds monstrous, right? I mean, that sounds like, you know, that sounds like career enders left and right. The truth is we don't know the extent of each one of those concussions. We don't know what the advice is from doctors. And we don't know where Denzel is with his life and his career and whether he feels he can walk away. It's so easy when you don't know the situation somebody grew up in. And I know he's from Cleveland, but you only know so much about your next door neighbor. I don't know whether it's even a consideration to walk away from the game. I don't know how concerned he is about the future of his brain, or whether doctors have told him that the scans actually look good. I don't know if he feels like he has to because of familial situations. I just know that I don't think when there's a horde of people screaming, you need to retire, like Chris Nowinski, who's the Harvard medical doctor that has been behind so many of the brain injury conversations for football players. I know that guy who himself, his wrestling career ended because of concussions. I know that he is in the best intention when he sends out the tweet to Denzel saying, wow, I heard Denzel suffered his sixth concussion. You and your family are in my thoughts and prayers. I know that's a good intention tweet. It is editorialized. I don't know how much that helps somebody like Denzel make his decision. At the same point, I don't know I can be comfortable thinking about Denzel playing, even in this game, the same way anymore. I think we've gotten to a point where, and it's different because, and this is, it's always when you have more evidence that all of a sudden it feels different. It feels different also because Denzel is a Cleveland kid, because he's an Ohio State kid, because he is so much of what you want for local kids doing right. Right? He seems like a really good dude. He seems to have his stuff together. He has become one of the better cornerbacks in the NFL in that, you know, Ja'Marr Chase a couple years ago said he was the toughest matchup in the NFL. Oh, and he's a Cleveland kid. He's a Glenville kid. He's an Ohio State kid. But man, it's tough. It is tough to divorce Denzel from those six concussions. And it's tough because there are real implications for the Browns. Like, I'll be honest with you guys. If somebody views Greg Newsome as a nickel corner and that's it, I'm not worried about replacing Greg Newsome the nickel corner. He's a great nickel corner, but I really like this Cam Mitchell kid. I like Cam Mitchell enough that this offseason I was willing to trade Greg Newsome for the right offer. The reality is, though, with uncertainty at Denzel, you might have to talk yourself into, if the best offer I can get is a fifth-round pick, I might have to keep Greg here just in the event that I need somebody to play outside. I don't think Greg is great outside. I think he is a really, like, a top-tier, maybe the best nickel corner in the NFL. You're going to scoff at that because, I don't know, it's the dancing, it's Greg hasn't lived up to being a number one corner or whatever. He's still a really good football player. Not a great football player, but he's a really good football player. But I've now gotten to the point where, unless somebody blows you out of the water, Greg Newsome might end up having to be your Denzel Ward protection, so that if, whether it's this offseason or next offseason, you might kind of get backdoored into paying Greg Newsome because you do need somebody to play on the outside. That conversation feels a little gross because I'm more worried about Denzel's future, his happiness, and brain health, and living the best life he can, because he's more than paid his debt of being the fourth pick in the NFL draft in 2018. Like, he has fulfilled his obligations to Cleveland by being a truly great cornerback. But I can't help but think that that's got to factor into the way the Browns are looking at this trade deadline, specifically at the cornerback situation. 216-474-0092. Does Denzel's uncertainty because of the sixth concussion, does that change the way you feel about maybe trading Greg Newsome? Doug LaMaurice of Kings of the North, Monday through Thursday at noon on YouTube, the post game on Saturday night. He joins us next. We'll talk about Ohio State, Penn State. We'll talk about the quarterback battle, Aller versus Howard, and we'll get his thoughts on Ryan Day's future in Columbus on 92.3 The Fan.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com